one of the hottest voices in music right now. You could call him also the king of TikTok with the way that he does his videos too. Mark Amber is on with us. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, man. So glad to be here.
Thank you for jumping on. In between such a busy tour schedule as well, I was flying the last week. I've been in Spain, so I've sort of been touring Europe like you've been touring Europe recently. But the one thing that I haven't had is your photographer, because your pictures in Paris look like a madness. How was it?
Oh my gosh. Paris was probably the craziest show I've played in my life. Tour's been insane. I kind of am at a loss for words for how magical it's all felt. It's just obviously an overwhelming feeling to hear all these people singing back my songs that I kind of make alone in my basement and specifically belong together. It's really rewarding to see that resonate all around the world like it has. So yeah, it's just been a really crazy and very rewarding experience so far.
Also, because you've and we'll talk a bit more about TikTok in a bit, but because you've sort of transitioned as this artist that broke through doing some covers and obviously showcasing the best of you doing your own bits and pieces as well, short form on TikTok, to hear fans singing your whole songs, that must be crazy for you.
Yeah, honestly, just to put faces to what has previously just been numbers on my phone has been really cool. Yeah, just that there are people out there that really do enjoy what I make and seeing them and talking to them and hugging them and, looking in their eyes even. It's just really awesome. It's awesome.
Have you caught, I don't want to embarrass you here, so maybe this is a long shot, but have you met anyone in person that said, hey, this is my TikTok username? And you've been yeah, you're always at the top of my comments.
That actually has happened, yeah. They're like, do you recognize my profile picture? And pull it up. And I'm like, oh my God, yeah, that's you? It's great to meet you.
Yeah, no, the username is MarkAmberLove123 or something like that. It's like, yeah, I know you.
No. No, it's never been like that, but that would be hilarious.
Well, look, I also saw, talking about Paris, that you played this mini acoustic set for those queuing and those that couldn't get their tickets. That's such a nice way to give back, because you didn't need to do that. So how was that whole experience going outside? It's sort of like what we call busking.
Yeah. I mean, we've done that in every city so far, at least once. So we did it in Amsterdam, we did it in Paris, and we just did it in London. But I don't know. I just feel like I'm very grateful for how long together and my songs have been doing. And I feel bad that when we first booked this tour, we didn't realize it would sell so well and that we would need bigger venues. And we've kind of found ourselves caught in a place where, the whole tour was planned and we had these smaller venues. So I want to give back and give people a chance that wish they could have came to see some songs at least. And that's why we've been doing these little pop-up shows before. And it's honestly been incredible. Like the showing, the amount of people that come and they're all singing with me, and it's just awesome. It's all just really a great experience. I'm very grateful.
I love it when artists do like this. We've got an artist in the UK, I don't know if you've heard of him, Tom Walker. We've had him on the show recently. He's got a magnificent voice, and he's recently been doing something around the UK called Tom's Town Tours, and it's where he goes to a different town that doesn't usually get big gigs, and he just goes and performs in their town centre. And he's like, every time, see hundreds of people just come round me and my guitar. He was like, it's quite intimate.
Yeah, it's incredible. I love that idea, by the way. That's an awesome idea. I thought maybe I'm gonna steal from him.
Collaborate. But, that would be huge.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I'm gonna reach out. Maybe I'm gonna reach out.
See if he's about whilst you're in the UK. Look, you've also played some sold out shows here. I mean, what's it been like spending some time in the UK?
I love it here. I've only been here once previously, and it was for only a short trip. But It's awesome. I love the whole vibe. The city's great. The people are great. I've been really enjoying it here. I wish I had more time to go explore the city than I do. It's been kind of a very busy tour with interviews and then the shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited to come back, at least.
Have you managed to do anything in the UK since arriving here, or have you been mainly stuck to your hotel room and playing the shows?
I've gotten Nando's a few times. I hear that's pretty iconic experience.
God, what was your order? Can you remember? What was your cheeky Nando's order?
It is cheeky Nando's, isn't it? I was about to say it. I was nervous to say it. I just get the chicken butterfly with a couple sides.
What sauce? Come on, you've got to tell us the sauce. Don't be shy here,
I do a combo. I do the medium, and I do the medium with garlic.
Oh, yeah, for a little bit of extra flavor. Yeah, why
yeah,
not?
Exactly.
I remember the first time I had Nando's, I walked in there like I was the king of the place, and I was like, yeah, give me extra hot. I can handle heat, and I had extra hot again, and I ordered for a second time that day because I didn't eat the first one. It's very spicy.
That is tragic.
Do you know what? And I've just admitted to it on the radio, which is even better, isn't it? I expect the Nando's in Chatham, when I walk in there later on my way home, are just going to be like, nope, you can walk back out the door after that one. But look, it's lovely food. So you've got to try the macho peas as well. They're quite nice. Macho peas. They're really good in there.
I have not tried those. I actually just found out right before this interview that I should have tried them. I guess that's what I get next time I'm there.
I just love the fact that everyone you're talking to is bringing up Nando's and really emphasizing on that. But let's talk about some other bits. Let's talk about your new song, Belong Together. Look, we love it here. It's super catchy. Just tell us a little bit of the process of bringing this song together.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Belong Together, I made in my basement. I kind of just wrote in my bedroom, looking out the window, and the first line I came up with was the first line of the song: I know sleep is friends with death, but maybe I should get some rest because I've been out here working all damn day, and I'm a bit of a workaholic, and I enjoy working and making music the way I do. And the song's basically just about surrounding yourself with people and things and places that you love, and how that can kind of fizzle out the bad in the world and the bad things that are occupying your mind, and kind of just make your outlook on life a bit brighter.
The biggest artists.
This is the Hit List. KMFM.
This is the Hit List. KMFM.
You've mentioned your basement a couple of times, where you're obviously your magic yeah. happens, but it doesn't sound like a place of much inspiration when you called it a basement. But tell me a little bit about your place of work, and tell me a little bit about the basement that you've mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's just in the bottom of my parents' house. I guess at just a glance, it's not very inspiring looking, but there's something to, I love home. I love my best friends are still my friends from home, and my family's really important to me. There's just something inspiring about that. Just being in my home and writing songs that are about life and the way I view the world and my friends and family. And yeah, that's kind of why it's so inspiring to me.
It sounds like you have been in there since quite young, obviously at your parents' house, and the inspiration and what you've made in there. I suppose in terms of bringing together your inspirations, where would you say that comes from in music? Where are your earliest influences?
Well, my North Star reference for everything is always Coldplay.
Oh, yes.
Fellow British band, come on. Mumford and Sons, Lumineers, Vance Joy. I love all that kind of music. And the reason I love it is because, to me, when I listen to it, there's this sense of community and togetherness, and there's like this built-in nostalgia. And that's what I seek in music. And I feel like that's what I'm trying to give people that listen to my music, that sense that they're heard and that my music can serve as some sort of an escape and they feel good. And that's what I aim to do with the things I make.
Have you ever seen Coldplay live?
Yeah, a magical experience. Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Oh man, it's on my bucket list. I've never been able to get tickets.
Oh no.
Yeah, I've tried, just never been able to get tickets. But what an inspiration to take from. And look, I think Belong Together is sounding amazing. Some wicked things to come. Have you planned for what's next after this single?
Yes, so I'm actually deep in the process of trying to finish the album, which is set to come out this summer, which Belong Together, Good to Be, and I hope it all works out, are all songs on. And that's supposed to come this summer, and I'm very, very excited for the world to hear.
Oh, we can't wait to hear it. And finally, we've got to talk about TikTok, because I think since the pandemic through to now, you've just got a knack for creating such warm, inviting, great content, I think, on the platform. I don't quite know how you do it, because some artists try and you can tell that it's, you know, very staged, whereas the stuff that I'm watching from you, it feels really real and organic. Is it one of those platforms that you just love, you're able to express yourself on? Because I know it's Marmite. We call it Marmite for some people here. Some people either love TikTok or they hate it. What do you think of it as a platform?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a love-hate relationship. What happened was, this album that I'm working on, Good to Be, Belong Together, I hope it all works out, I basically reevaluated how I was making music, and I tried to just really dig deep and write lyrics that were very personal to me and actually about deeply how I think of the world and people in my life that are important. And I just started getting very vulnerable. And I was very nervous to show this new music off on that platform, and to see the way it's been resonating with people like none of my music has before has been the biggest confidence boost to me I've ever could have asked for. And I think with that, I just feel more comfortable to fully express who I am just naturally. And I mean, what you see on there is just kind of who I am. And I appreciate all your kind words about it, but I try not to overthink it. I try to make it casual and spontaneous, because the second you start overthinking content like that, it becomes too staged and too fake. So that's kind of how I view TikTok and you know, Instagram and all that stuff.
Oh, we love it. Look, and we're learning a lot about you every song and with every post and with every cover. It's been great following your journey so far. We're obviously playing Belong Together. We can't wait to hear the album in full as well. But before you go, Mark, as you know, relatively fresh on the scene, you're one of our big rising artists, especially over here. I'd love to learn more about you. I'm sure the listeners would love to learn more about you. So we have this little feature called 21 Questions. I've got 60 seconds on the clock, and I suppose it's in like speed dating format. I'm just going to ask some questions, keep it really short, and we'll just learn as much about you as we can. Are you up for this? We'll see if we can get all 21 questions in.
Let's do it. I can't wait.
Let's do it. Mark, your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Avatar with the blue people, the first one.
Ideal travel destination?
I would love to go to Australia.
Ooh, what about your favorite hobby?
Favorite hobby? I love making fires in my backyard with my friends and drinking.
Oh, I love it. Toasting marshmallows. What about your dream job?
Dream job. As cheesy as it sounds, to be doing what I'm doing, making music and traveling the world.
Of course it is. What about any pets? Have you got any pets?
Yeah, I've always been a dog person. I grew up with a lab and I had a shih tzu for a bit. And now I don't have a pet, but I grew up with them.
What about English or American cuisine?
Oh, that's rough. Honestly, I guess English, just because Indian food is incredible here.
Yeah, and we invented most of that. Bird or night owl?
That's a balance, but I like to think I'm an early bird.
What about your biggest pet peeve? What annoys you? What really gets under your skin?
When people aren't hygienic.
Oh, let's get in one final question. We've hit the time, but dead or alive, who would you love to have dinner with?
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. I love that. I love that. We could take a lot from that, like dream collaboration. I reckon it'd be Tay Tay for you. I reckon you'd love to.
Yeah,
Tay Tay.
That would be obviously incredible. I think it's incredible what she's done. I just think it's so cool.
I do have another question here that I just want to quickly ask, just because I think it's really relevant. You've done a few covers on TikTok. What's your favorite TikTok cover that you've done?
Oh, that's a really good question. There are a handful. I did this cover of Bloom by the Paper Kites. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that song. I really like that one.
Have you done any Coldplay covers on there yet?
Oh, yeah. A Scientist, Clocks. I mean, in my show right now, I cover Clocks. I don't know. That's one of my favorite Coldplay songs.
Oh, I love it. Well, look, Mark, we're in Coldplay next tour in the UK. We're both in, right?
I'll see you there.
I love that. Mark Amber, best of luck with the album. Best of luck with the new single. Thank you for giving me your time, buddy. And hopefully we'll catch up with you very, very soon.
I hope so, too. I'll be back for the album. Thank you very, very much.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.